Dr. Tobias Singh, Upper Dasty Kalanski, the focus in Jana, Jana Morris. This is Upper Dasty Kalanski Report. I was dictating Upper Dasty Kalanski Report, and I got disconnected almost at the end, so I'm going to redictate the procedure on this patient. Date of birth is 7/29/97. Was nausea, vomiting, and person is colon polyps. So, come back to the doctor's blood pressure, biopsy, and colonoscopy with biopsy and tattooing instrumental and opposite, the scope and colonoscopy procedure. Left hand pocket is sound of the patient, a thickened fold with possibility of inverted diverticulum, but the mucosa appear to be inflamed. So I did the biopsy of that, and I also put the tattooing pre and cross one distal to this this thickness of the rectus sigmoid fold for future reference, future workup. Retro pressure and trohem, number four, class cap, secret, number six, and term, idiom, number seven, adequate prep, number eight, melocytic colitis, proctitis, ileitis. Number nine, thickened fold slash inverted diverticulum with the inflamed mucosa noted at the rectal sigmoid area. Because the inflamed mucosa, I did the biopsy of that. Tubular neoplastic or tubular adenoma changes happening there. I also injected a black tattooing proximal distal to this. To this thick and fold structure. For the future reference recommendation, wait for the stomach and not the biopsy. Even if the biopsy comes negative for any malignant neoplastic process, I'm working to share endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of gastric nodule. If possible, ESD. If the stomach biopsy, if the gastric nodule biopsy positive for the helicobacter pyloric therapy, number four, there's a small biopsy. Number five, I'll wait for the thickened fold slash inverted diverticulum biopsy from rectus sigmoid area. If the biopsy comes positive for tubular adenoma or tubular adenoma, then patient is to go to the Orlando Health, where she's already going for upper endoscopic ultrasound for gastric nodule. Then I would also recommend to have an interventional advanced colonoscopy if possible, EMR. If it looks like this mucosa appears to be unremarkable for any tubular adenoma, tubular adenoma, then recommend patient to have flexible sigmoidoscopy in about 3 to 6 months to follow up this second fold. Otherwise, follow 1-2-7-2-7. Please contact our patient family care provider, Dr. Manoski, human cover, Dr. Farham Perry, if you're sure. May 4th, 2023, patient of